Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A lot of people tweeting saying, having looked at the pitch I threw yesterday at the Long Island Duck game, that people are forgetting that Angel Hernandez was the umpire yesterday,
yes.
And he agrees that was absolutely a strike.
That is overwhelmingly the response. Everyone is saying it's a ball. They're making fun of you. But anyone who says it's a strike is saying, well, yeah, Angel Hernandez called it.
And then I got a bunch of tweets yesterday. Apparently, Lori Rubenson was on the air this weekend, and her foot accidentally hit my sound effect pedal.
Oh, really?
And hilarity ensues.
Oh, we need to find that hilarity.
But I've not, I can't, I don't know. I don't know what time she was on, nor do I know what time it happened.
She's usually on until 2, so figure 11 to 2.
Yeah, but now, I mean, you're going to have, Tommy's going to have to go through it, I guess, and see if you can
You don't know the WO fan schedule? I'm disappointed.
No, I don't.
She's on every Sunday into Monday.
How would I possibly know that?
Because you work here.
Yeah.
Because you're a station guy.
I don't know who's on after us. I do know who's on before us because they lead into us.
Right.
I don't know what time anyone's on.
Wow.
Like, I turned on the radio station this weekend. I don't know who's on.
You have no idea?
I heard Trista Crick.
Trista Crick was on.
Doing a show, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, Constantine Maroukalos called it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. So I don't know who's on.
Come on.
I don't know when they're on, why they're on, who they are.
I thought you were a team player.
I am.
You're not.
Yeah, there's like a whole bunch of family talk on Friday. We should be a family. We should be behind
right.
each other.
Yeah.
We should be lifting
Trista
each other
Crick
up.
And Lori Rubenson.
Yeah, but then you
yeah,
said
but under
you
the guise of you have no idea they work
no
here.
No idea they work
right, like
here.
Who did the overnight, Saturday and a Sunday? You know the person.
Saturday night?
Saturday night and a Sunday, who did the overnight?
I have no idea.
Pete Hoffman.
He got a show?
Yes.
What is this, like camp? Huh?
What does that
what,
mean?
Do you just show up and you get put on the air? I did see an announcement today that Crystal Presti got a talk show gig for this upcoming weekend. I believe Sunday afternoon. And while you'd think, oh, that's awesome. You know, he'd give him some more reps of doing shows.
Oh, the Rangers are playing.
He's going against the Rangers.
Oh,
game.
That is not
and
right.
And he's a diehard Ranger.
That is not right. Yeah, it's a 3:30 faceoff. Yeah. So what is he like, 3-7?
Yeah, something like that. Sorry, bud.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, the Yankees are the Sunday night game. Just giving you a heads up.
Does that mean they're doing that stupid K-Rod
alternative program? I don't know if they're doing it, but what I will tell you is the game
gets the same level of ratings as everything else that those people touch?
None? All I know is they're playing Sunday Night Baseball, which I know annoys a lot of Yankee fans. They don't want to stay up late.
Well, I love primetime. I told you. You give me primetime, I love it.
No, I'm looking forward to this Sunday because the Mets don't play till 3. The Rangers play at 3:30. The Yankees are at 8. That means you basically have all morning and all afternoon. I love it. Let's
and
go.
You get the Yankees standalone tonight.
Yep.
Right?
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. Here's Jerry in Westchester. Jerry, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Big Ranger fan.
There you
go. Last night I watched the game. Look online at Ticketmaster to get into the building in Carolina for Game 2 Friday after the schedule was announced.
Yeah.
$110.
Is that good or bad?
That's great.
That's good because okay. $300-$400 minimum in the garden for Game 3 or 4.
I did see Dan Revell put out that the on the glass, you know, so lower level front row, get in price in Carolina was like $1,500, and the same equivalent seat at the Garden was like $5,000 or something.
Oh, yeah. Like if you want to get into Game 1 or Game 2 down in Raleigh, it's reasonable. It's $80-$90. Totally reasonable.
So, yeah, So listen, I buy tickets on Ticketmaster last night. I get the okay for the 9-year-old to come out of school Friday. And we'll
nice.
Make a trip to Carolina.
Awesome.
Do you know what Carolina does to us today?
What's that?
They refund the tickets because we don't live within the Carolina circle.
Time out.
If you go online, secondary market.
No, he bought it from the Hurricanes.
Oh, okay, okay, got it.
Ticketmaster.
Got it. Okay, I don't want to make sure I got that right. So walk us through that again.
So you buy tickets on Ticketmaster through the Carolina site.
Okay.
For $110 a ticket to sit upstairs in the corner.
Great.
You know, a few rows from the end.
All right, but you're in the building. All good, yeah.
Carolina refunds the tickets because we don't live in North Carolina. South Carolina in like a 150-mile radius.
They have
really.
They have done this before. There are teams that do this. What they are doing, and when you buy it through the team, based on the zip code or the credit card you're using, they don't want the fans of the other team taking over the building.
I don't want to bog down in this too much, but isn't that illegal?
No.
So my question is this, Evan: sure, if that happened to you, number one, and two, the arena's not sold out.
Exactly.
With the NHL salary cap being flat, revenue sharing, and everything else, the NHL wants this.
You bring up a great point. If the game is going to sell out either way, I understand why teams do this. I have not encountered it because on secondary markets, they can't stop you because it's someone else selling the tickets.
Right. Yeah,
no, so usually, I get that. I'm just telling you why it's never affected me because usually when I go to games, I go to the secondary market just to be more specific about where I'm sitting. But a lot of cities and a lot of teams do this and they allow it because the games usually sell out. Right now, for game one in Raleigh, North Carolina, there are, I don't say plenty of seats available. There are a decent amount of seats available. And if they're going to block people. Game two as well. If they're going to block people like Jerry from buying tickets, they're risking that building is not sold out for a playoff game.
There's an assumption that the building will sell out, right?
Maybe it will.
Listen, how is that legal?
How is it legal?
Yeah. You're selling something. I have the money to buy it. So if I go to buy it legally, above board, I buy the ticket you're selling. You then decide you don't like me for whatever the reason
is. Well, they're doing it based on geography. Yeah.
I don't know that that's legal.
No, it is legal because teams have been doing it forever. This has been going on for a while.
I think the
Lightning have done it, and I think they're altering it because they have a little bit of an issue. The Lightning, you know who they're playing in the playoffs? The Panthers. They're in the same state. So how the hell can they keep a Panther fan out when if you use the geography game, they live in Florida too?
I'd love to find out how that's possibly legal, right?
I just know it's been going on
for
a while.
It's discriminatory.
Towards people who live in different states?
Towards people that live outside of a certain confined area.
But here's the way around it for Jerry and anybody else. Go on the secondary market.
True. But it's going to cost you more.
No, here's why. It's not. Since the game isn't sold out, how are you marking up prices that high?
Well, right, that's right.
You're not. If you go to the secondary market right now, you can buy similar seats for, you know, not too far off. Like, for example, right now, secondary market, section 307 in Raleigh is going for $125. If you buy it from the Hurricanes, it's $115. So you're paying a $10 premium. I get that. But they're not going to be able to stop you when you go secondary.
That's fascinating to me.
Yeah, no, it's
like I understand fapping. You want the listen. I know it's easy to get to Carolina. It's a quick, you know, what, 90-minute flight, 2-hour flight, whatever it is.
Yep.
And those flights are very inexpensive right now.
Yes.
For anyone that's traveled at all, you know that the cost of flights has come dramatically down in the last year or so. But there's never going to be a chance where New York Ranger fans are going to outnumber Hurricane fans. That's not going to happen.
Outnumber, no, but have a significant...
On a random weeknight? No. Maybe if you wanted to sell me on Stanley Cup Finals, you know, that type of thing, because we're going for a championship.
Right.
Second round of the playoffs on a Wednesday night. Who the hell's going there?
I think when the Islanders played Carolina a few years ago, there were Islander fans living in Carolina and bought a bulk of tickets. And then had Islander fans calm down, but they were purchased by somebody who lived down there.
Yeah.
Like, for example, my brother-in-law is a big Ranger fan. He lives in North Carolina.
Is he going to go to the game?
I think so. 15 minutes from the arena.
Well, hold on,
they
time
can't
out.
Stop him from going.
No, because he's got the license.
He lives
to
down
prove
there.
It. Right. Yeah.
Huh. They can't stop someone who lives down there from going. What? Well, you want to go now?
Well, there's two things on this. One, I question your brother-in-law's fandom if he's not going. You can't be a diehard Ranger fan living in Carolina, and by the grace of God, you have a 2 playoff games minimum
where you live,
and you don't go?
I will text
You ain't a fan, brother. Well, sorry.
I'm not going to start the text by questioning his fandom. I'm simply going to say, are you going
say
to
like
any
this, say, yo,
of
Jack.
The-
yeah, come aggressive. Yeah, I don't know what his name is, but yo, Jack, like that.
I'm not saying that.
What are you not saying it?
No.
You do like this. Say, where are your seats for game one? That's how you play it.
Make the assumption.
Make the assumption he's going, and then let him try to explain to his brother-in-law why he's not going.
I think he's going.
He better be going.
If I had to predict,
you tell that sister of yours, she divorces his ass.
No, you got the families confused. It's my wife's brother.
What?
Yes.
You never told me she had a brother?
Yes. In fact, my brother-in-law on the other side has season tickets for the Florida Panthers. They're diehard Panther fans.
What?
I got all these hockey fans in my family.
First we're in a blender, now we're Panther fans? What? All right, so your wife's brother.
Yes.
Claims to be a diehard New York Ranger
fan.
Well,
look, I don't know. I can't say I'm using the word diehard.
But
I know he's
fan.
A Ranger fan.
All right, now,
he's a Ranger Nicky Giant fan.
Without asking
to the right
too much, is he gainfully employed?
Yeah.
So he could afford $100 is what I'm asking.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think it's more about time. Like,
time.
He has a job. He's got kids. I don't necessarily know if time-wise he'll be able to
Honey, I'll be at the Ranger Hurricane game because, as you know, I love the Rangers and I never get to see them play. Right?
Yeah, okay.
How old are the kids? Your
they
nieces and nephews?
They are 8 and 6.
Oh, you 8-year-old boy?
Yep.
Take them right to that game.
Take them to the game.
Right to that game.
And there's nothing the Carolina Hurricanes can do
nothing.
To stop them.
You go on Fanatics.com right now. You overnight the Capo Caco jersey. And I tell you what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'll do you a solid.
Go ahead.
If he's going,
mm-hmm.
I will overnight him my Capo Caco jersey.
Will you really?
Should I
tell him that?
Yes.
If you're going,
yes.
Craig wants to overnight his Capo Caco jersey.
Yeah, provided that WFAN has overnight mail service that I don't have to pay for. As long as we're on the same page on that, tell him I got a jersey for him.
I'm letting him know right now.
All right, I got mine over at Fanatics, but I don't know if you can overnight because there's the shipping issues in this country.
Come on.
So I'm going to make sure he gets it.
All right.
That's
very sweet of you.
That's because I'm a giver, Evan.
All right, I texted him. I'll let you know what
he says. Let me know what's his first name.
His name is Joe.
Joe. You tell Joe I got him. Joe. But you can't play the I'm a Ranger fan living in Carolina. I'm not saying you have to go to both games. That could be a lot. You got kids.
Sure.
I respect that. But you got to go to one of the two.
The question is,
it's excusable.
Let me ask you this.
Go.
Do you wait and say, I'm going to go to game 5, or do you even get more daring and say,
no.
I'm going to go to game 7?
I'll
buy game 7 tickets
if you're
right
not
now.
A real fan, yeah. Like, you could hedge all that and say, I'm going to pull an Evan Roberts. I'm going to buy tickets to game 7. If they don't get in, I'll take the credit, use it for something else,
right.
Or ask for a refund. But if you're really a fan, like if you were a Ranger fan, you would have been at the Garden last night. No matter what.
By the way, right now, if you go to Ticketmaster, there are tons of Game 7 tickets available from the Carolina Hurricanes.
So primary tickets.
Yeah.
Tons?
Yes.
What is that all about?
You think they love hockey down in Raleigh, North Carolina?
They got nothing else to do but eat barbecue.
Well, look, even down
and
in...
go fishing.
Even down in Florida.
And monster truck racing.
Where the Panthers play. My brother-in-law and my sister have season tickets for the Panthers. And I've even said,
really?
Hey, have you thought about selling any of the tickets as they go on this run? And my sister said, there's no market for the tickets.
Really? Even a playoff game?
Yeah.
What if they, I guess if they got to the finals, maybe.
Well, and also keep this in mind about the Panthers.
Because they have been to the finals before,
In 1996.
Yeah.
Do you realize the Panthers hadn't won a round since 1996? But whatever, you don't care. Here's the problem with the Panthers. Serious issue. They're competing with something else.
The Panthers are competing.
They play about 40 miles north of Miami.
Yeah.
And there's something going on in Miami right now that may be drawing a lot of interest.
Dolphin OTAs?
The Heat Run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Are those down in South Florida more into the heat of the Panthers? I have no idea.
Is your old buddy Steve Goldstein still doing Panther games or no?
My old buddy?
Yeah, your old friend. Here's Timmy in Harlem. Timmy, what's up, kiddo?
Bro, I hate when you guys get on that whole, like, you have to be a diehard fan and can only be a fan of one team. Yeah. I think that is so lame because listen to this, man. It's like being loyal to your wife while she's running around screwing everybody else in the world. These teams aren't loyal to you guys. You know what they do to you all the time?
Yeah.
When you buy season tickets, and they raise the price of your tickets. If you can't afford to, guess what? You're out of there, and someone else will get the
tickets. But that's not the same as your wife sleeping around.
I mean, there is
an analogy there. You just missed it, I think.
Someone's not loyal to you.
What's the analogy then, Craig? Because I totally disagree with you, Tim. Respectfully, but I disagree with you.
Tim, here's the thing. I normally agree with your line of thinking. I think people that create these fugazi, pardon me, family, rules about fan behavior. Yeah. So 99% of the time, I'm actually on your side on this. But here's the deal. When you're the starting quarterback of the New York Jets, right, and you are now about to be into year number two, you'd like to think at some point someone's pulled you aside and said, I recognize you're not from New York. Let me just give you a landscape. You're this or that. You're this or that. You're this or that. Right? You're this or that.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you act like I'm rooting for everybody and wearing every team's jersey, I think some people don't like that.
Well, forget even the athletes as a human. I get it, even though I don't do it. You saying, I'm going to root for all New York teams.
I root for New York, yes.
Outside of the Nets. That's your one exception.
No, what did I say to you? I said, I would pull for the Nets to beat the Sixers.
Okay. Well, whatever. I get that there are New Yorkers who say, hey, I'm New York first. But does that mean you're putting the jersey on? Does that mean you're going to have vigor at Citi Field, the same vigor you would have at Yankee Stadium? That's my only point.
Sure.
Like, if you want to be Mr. Nice Guy and root for everybody, and it's good for the city and it's good for the radio station, which is the line that just annoys me.
Yeah,
everyone
hates that line.
It's just because it's...
You know, a Subway Series would be great for WFAN.
Yeah, not if your show sucks.
I wasn't even thinking that, but I'm
just saying there's still that possibility.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Hey, Subway Series, how come we're in 12th place? I don't know. Your show sucks.
But are you really going to have that same energy for both teams? You're not.
You can't. Well.
You're not.
I think there are probably some much older folks who are legitimately in that spot where they're not diehard sports fans. But they see an NY on a jersey.
Okay, if you're casual about it, fine. But then you're not going nuts one way or the other. And here's the truth. If you are hearing my voice right now and you are a significant fan, not even diehard, but a true fan of the New Jersey Devils or the New York Islanders, there's no freaking way in hell you're celebrating the Rangers winning a Game 7. I'm sorry. If you're a Devil fan, you know about all the wars you've had with that team and this fan base. If you're an Islander fan, even though we haven't had those wars because the Islanders and Rangers haven't really been that good at the same time, you still know what it's like to dislike them. You're not celebrating the Rangers winning a Game 7.
I have gotten an answer from representatives of Zach Wilson. Would you like to know the answer?
Now, again,
is not from Zach. I did not speak to Zach. But I have now been in contact with his representative.
And this is about going to an Islander playoff game last year and a Ranger playoff game last night.
Just so you know, full transparency.
Yes.
I said, you got to tell Zach he's got to pick Rangers or Islanders. Can't be both.
Okay.
That's all I wrote. Okay?
Can I predict the response?
I got a two-line response.
Oh, two lines.
Yeah.
Not
like
two words.
Two texts. Yeah.
All right. I think the answer is going to be... When the Islanders and Rangers give him free tickets, how could he say no?
No. They didn't go down that road.
Oh, okay.
That was not the road traveled.
Then I have no idea. Go ahead. Enlighten me.
He's agnostic, loves a big game. So I wrote back, me too, other than the agnostic part. So there you go. That's what you call big game Bob.
Big game Zach.
Zach Wilson just loves to be in a big game. Knock on wood.
He'll get to play
on
in one.
January 15th of 2023, he's playing in a big game. We call it the wild card game.
Zach, you saw Nassau last year. You saw the Garden. Now imagine something that I've only seen twice in my entire life. A home playoff game at MetLife Stadium. Actually, not at MetLife, but you know what I mean, Giant Stadium. Imagine that, Zach. Now get it done.
Yeah.
Get it done.
MetLife, when did we build MetLife Stadium?
The first season was 2010.
Right.
We close down Giant Stadium with a Jet Bengals Sunday night, make the playoffs and you're in game to cap off Mark Sanchez's rookie season.
Boy, Jesus. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
The Bengals didn't want to get off the plane. And remember, the Jets beat the Bengals and then played the Bengals in the playoffs a week later.
Beat them again.
Beat them in Cincy.
That's right.
That is
so
the last game.
So the Jets closed Giant Stadium down with a dub.
Yes, that was a pretty cool thing for us as Jet fans. Yeah. We closed down a building that was never truly ours with a really cool moment.
You're welcome, Giant fans. Sometimes little brother does good.
That's right.
Since then, however, neither one of us have seen a postseason game.
Well, no. The Giants won the Super Bowl in 2011.
No, postseason win at home.
Oh, at home, yes.
Yeah.
No, they won a playoff game at home in 2011. They beat Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken.
Was that 2011?
Yep. Yes.
So the Giants have one MetLife Stadium postseason win.
Correct.
We have none.
Correct.
So I'm going to be accurate.
And that's
the
only one they played.
Correct.
That's the only one they've even played.
Yeah, so there's only been one playoff game in MetLife Stadium history. The Giants have it, and it's a win over Atlanta.
20-2? Was that the final score?
Yeah. Was it 22-0?
No, it was 2. 22, wasn't it 2-2?
Right, yeah.
It was 2-2. Yeah.
You don't remember that, Big Mac?
I don't remember the final score. I remember the game.
No, yes. Keep rocking your Eli jerseys, though.
I'm
a big Giant fan. Mm-hmm. We have none, so I'm not bragging, clearly.
Correct.
You have a single home playoff win
in
your building,
yes,
and you don't remember it?
Well, they get lost by the NFC Championship games.
You should know it.
Green Bay and San Francisco, and then the Super
Not
Bowl.
Not in that building, they don't.
I, as a Jet fan, remember that the Falcons scored 2 points, and to give the correct answer, it was 24-2. So I was close, but it was 24-2.
Yeah, I don't remember the final score. Sorry.
No,
I guess, strip me of my fandom. Do whatever makes you feel happy.
I just think your fandom has come into question based on your behavior on Friday and your continued behavior this Friday. Because it's not going to be in a Met game where you don't give a rat's ass about the Mets. You're a Yankee fan.
Correct.
So you could concentrate on the Ranger game on Evan's iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to be in a Yankee game.
So?
With an iPad.
If I were home on my couch, I would be watching both games at the same time. So
I'm just telling you where you're going to be.
I understand where I'm going to be. My point is my focus will be in the same spot.
All right? So it's not like you could come in and I wouldn't know any better. Right. Oh, yeah, I watched it.
Is he allowed to watch the Ranger game inside the suite on a TV, or do they keep it so that you can't watch anything else?
I think you can.
Oh, you can?
I think you can, yeah.
I've done that.
So essentially, you're going to go to
you
a Yankee game.
You just can't do that at a concert. You can do a ball game.
But if you stay in the suite to watch the game, you're not even watching the Yankee game because there's one TV and you're watching the
Not only that, he won't be in there alone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because that's what I'm doing. Every now and then, I'll go for a little stretch. How the Yankees doing? Oh, good. Back to the Ranger game.
Diehard Yankee fan over there.
Plus, it's going to be, I was told, it's like top line catering.
Oh, nice.
This isn't just like not that we don't love hot dogs, we do. But this is one of those, hey, we showed about the fan suite at Barclays, and we got a hot dog and bad nachos. Oh, and fried dumplings that nobody wants to eat.
Or sometimes nothing.
Even worse.
Nothing.
Hey, Evan, host the box party for us. No food. Now, this is catered to the nines. That's what I was told. Booze and food.
Nice.
Help yourselves.
Very cool.
I just hope there aren't any strangers in there. And there's possible that there are.
Oh, really?
I'm just keeping it real. There might be 4 to 6 other people we don't know in there. So get there early.
Get there early?
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting there when we get there. We got to take the train over there after the show.
That's a problem for me.
Yeah, you don't take trains.
Well, no. I do take trains.
Do you, though?
It's been a bit. But I do. I do take trains. But I do have an automobile, and I haven't figured out yet what to do.
Well, you could do the Evan, like I did today to go to the Met game. I'm going to the Met game tonight. I drove to Citi Field to park my car, then took the train here.
Citi Field, you get to park in a lot,
At Yankee Stadium, what I'm going to do is I'm going to find a park on the street, find a spot on the street, park on the street. Yeah. I will park on the street. I will then take the subway down, do the show, subway back to the game, watch the game, car's waiting for me. Boom, boom, boom.
Not as easy at Yankee Stadium.
I've done it, dude.
Not as easy.
But I've done it.
It's just not as easy.
Is it because you don't know how to parallel park?
No, I have a great parallel parker.
Are you able to park
on it? I want my car to be there when I get out of the game.
That's such a cliche.
No, and Cabeza is not around.
Also, are you able to parallel park on a really steep San Francisco-like hill?
Yeah, no, I happen to be skilled at the parallel
park. You know that street I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
What street is that called? Gerard, I think?
The windy one?
No, it's
Jerome, off Jerome.
It's not Jerome. It's off Jerome.
Yeah, it's right off Jerome.
But it's a very...
Oh, you're talking about in the Bronx.
In the Bronx.
Yeah, those side streets up Jerome, up by stands, they'll go up.
Way up.
Yes.
That's where you park because most people are afraid to parallel park on that bad boy. Yeah. Come on, that's easy.
Then I got to walk there, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, that has its own dangers.
Stop.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Little Craigie's scared.
No, I don't want to be propositioned again, you know. Hey, honey, want to go around the world in 5 minutes? No, I'm all right, thanks. Can I pass on that offer? What is it? Is it candy? So yeah. I'm gonna pass on that offer, please. Thank you very much. Here's Peter in Bay Ridge on the Fan. Pete, what's going on?
Oh, guys, I love you, but I got a problem. You want to honor Bernie Madoff? Basically, Lenny Dykstra doesn't deserve to be honored on the field.
Why?
It's literally like, because he ripped off old ladies in Florida. Anybody can Google the charging documents and basically see what he did. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's not like, Bernie Madoff rips off Carlos Slim and he doesn't realize the money spent for the Mets is gone, billions.
It's not about honoring, though, and maybe Craig has a different view on this. I'm not looking at it as honoring someone. I'm looking at it as giving the fans a chance to see all the old-timers they grew up watching. So I don't look at it as they're putting a plaque up for Lenny Dykstra or anything like that.
But they are.
No, they're giving, but I think they're giving fans, and you as a fan have a right to say, I'm going to boo his ass when they announce him for the reasons you're giving. I think it's more giving the fans a chance to see all the guys that they watch and not make the decision for you. That's all.
Hey, Pete, just out of curiosity, because, you're certainly entitled to your opinion. I'm just wondering, where do you draw the line? Like, if Jose Reyes was playing in the game, are you okay with that?
Yeah, and you bring up a good point.
And I'm not saying there's an answer. Yeah. I just wonder,
it's a great question, though, Craig.
We each have our own line, and I respect, Pete, how you feel about Lenny. You have every right to feel that way. And, Evan and I shouldn't tell you any different if that's how you feel. But there are going to be guys in that game who have sordid pasts. So where do you draw the line?
And you can go to the extreme. Like, let's go to the absolute extreme. If the Buffalo Bills are doing an event, is O.J. Simpson allowed to show up? Now, that's an extreme, right?
Yeah.
Because we think that he...
Matter of fact, you remember this past year, he was in a suite, and the Bills ownership, the Pegulas, came out and said, we had no idea.
Right.
And he's not welcome to be in a suite that we're aware of.
So there's levels of this, but the way I look at Old Timers Day, an event that we have not had as Met fans in a very, very long time, you got to go back to the mid-90s, is... This is not about honoring Jose Reyes or honoring Lenny Dykstra or honoring anyone you may not like. This is about the fans. It's about us. And the story of the 1986 Mets cannot be told without Lenny Dykstra.
I'll give you one better. Tim Tuffle, Ron Darling, Bob Ojeda, Rick Aguilera, Wally, of course. He's still active. I could go on and on.
Oh, about things in the past.
Yeah. So the question for you is, and no one can tell you otherwise, I want to be clear about this, and I'm not trying to. If your line is X, that's your line, we respect it. My line might be different. Evan's line might be different. But if you're going to go down that road, you're opening a very dangerous can of worms. Because if you said nobody who has a criminal record should be invited to Mets Old Timers Day, you're not going to have anybody there.
Right. And you're going, right. I mean, it all depends how far you want to go with it. Like, coincidentally, last night, I couldn't sleep after the Ranger game. So I was watching YouTube, and one of the rabbit holes I went down is I watched every walk-off home run in the history of the World Series. Okay? And I got to 1999, and I got to Chad Curtis. Chad Curtis is not a prominent Yankee, but he lives in Yankee history. Craig, he hit the walk-off home run in Game 3 of the World Series.
Yeah.
He was convicted of sexually assaulting 3 underage female students when he was employed at a high school. He served 7 years in prison. It's disgusting, right?
Yeah.
So, do the Yankees ever invite him back? I don't think they do.
No.
I think the Yankees have said, to your point, this is a line. We ain't going across it.
Yeah. And now each person, each team has their own line. I think there's some lines that are never blurred for any of us. Something like what you just talked about.
Right.
But then there's other lines that are blurred. Like, everybody wants Doc and Dwight there.
Doc and
Darryl, excuse me,
same
there.
Person.
Right?
Yes.
Everybody wants Straw there. You want Gooden there. Right?
That's why it's tough. I think it's why when you ask that question, it's a very, there's no easy answer to it. What's that line? I err on the side of invite almost everybody and let the fans decide if they want to boo that person, ignore that person, and or cheer that person.
And here's the reality. There might be a lone wolf in the crowd that no one can hear because they're drowned out. This is what fans do. We cheer for them. And we do it repeatedly. Whether it's an active player coming back or traded or what the case may be, or a veteran that we think of in a nostalgic manner, right, we cheer for
them. Because you know what? When Jose Reyes is announced, if I cheer for him, and I probably will at this point, I didn't when they brought him back initially, but yes, I would cheer for him. I'm not cheering for anything he did off the field. I'm cheering for what he did on the field. And I think that's what we do as fans. We're not passing judgment on everything or anything that was done off the field. We're applauding the happiness that a player may have given us because we watched them be successful.
How come I don't remember the 86 Houston bar fight? I wish I did.
Yeah, and the Met players were accused of rape, too, that season.
Okay, that's different. That's separate case.
No, my point is that existed.
For some reason, I don't remember. Tim Tough and Ron Darling were arrested for aggravated assault on a police officer despite Tuffle showing signs of being beaten up by the officer. Ojeda and Aguilera were charged with a lesser crime, hindering an arrest. It all took place at 2 o'clock in the morning in Houston. For some reason, I have no recollection of that.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't remember that story at all. Do you?
Yes.
I mean, you were alive for it, but
I don't remember, but I know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
What were you doing in high school? Not paying attention. It was also a different world.
I mean, yeah.
Like nowadays.
There was no internet, social media, Snapchat or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got your information a little bit differently in 1986.
For some reason, I don't remember that specific story.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do a little research when I get into it. Tonight, I have nothing else to do. I'm in the middle of a great documentary, though.
There's a Met game.
A great documentary.
There's a Yankee game.
Yeah, but I'm in the middle of a great documentary.
About whom or what?
About this dude in Granby who felt wronged by the town and the town leaders. So he built himself a badass bulldozer tank and took the entire town out.
Oh, my God.
And then shot himself.
Wow.
Crazy story.
When did this happen?
Happened 2004, I think. But Netflix just came out with a doc on it. It's awesome.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. The dude spent a year and a half outfitting a bulldozer
to just
that was
bulldoze
impenetrable
the town?
From gunfire. He had turrets on the side, and he bulldozed all of his enemies' houses and businesses.
By the way, we have breaking news. The Met game tonight has been postponed.
Oh, okay.
So there'll be a single admission doubleheader tomorrow beginning at 3:10. So Mets Cardinals out. Even though I saw the storm was going to break at like 7 or 8 o'clock.
I think it's a safety issue, Ev.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe this storm is supposed to be so bad during the time people are traveling that they figured.
Like, I can tell you that in Jersey, they're having parents pick their kids up from school early today because they're worried about the potential, not just tornadoes, which there is a tornado warning, but the high winds, down power lines, all that stuff. So my gut is that they're worried about you getting to the stadium.
Yeah. I left my car at Citi Field because I was going to go to the game. But now I'm thinking I'll go to the game tomorrow, so I may as well leave my car there. So can you drive me home tonight, Craig?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
No problem.
Are you
my
going to?
My pleasure. Do you want me to?
Would you really do that, though?
If you needed a ride home, I would take you home. Yes.
Big Mac, did you drive in today?
Unfortunately, I did not. Sorry, I took the train in.
Here's the problem for you, though.
What's the problem for me?
My car, I drive.
I know. That is a big problem. That's the one thing I'm hesitant about. Because then I could just take the train.
There was that one time I picked him up, and you could tell he was uncomfortable. We had to drive in from his house, and he was uncomfortable that he wasn't driving the car. And he also sit with his legs closed, legs crossed.
Yeah, because I
what?
Find it bizarre. I've never seen anyone sit in a passenger seat.
Like with Indian style?
No, not Indian style, with the one leg over the other laying on the knee. Like
this whole thing?
Yes. In the passenger seat. Not many people do that.
I did do that, yes.
How do you sit like that in a car?
I think I was so uncomfortable being in a car with someone else driving that I was just a mess,
man.
Do
you ever sit Indian style, though?
Yeah, sometimes.
Wow.
Today, when I was
taking... I don't know adult men do that.
Dude, yeah,
I never understood it.
I took the train from Citi Field, the LIRR, to work, to Penn Station today. Yeah. I left my car there. I was waiting 20 minutes for the train. I knew that, but I got there early. I sat down because there's no chairs there. There's no seats there. I sat down on the ground. Indian style. Is that what they call it? It's probably not allowed to say
there's
anymore.
Another term for it. That's
legs crossed, probably.
Yeah, the kids today call it. Term. My son is taught crisscross applesauce.
Dude, there's a
because it's, is it offensive to say?
I don't
Indian
know,
style?
But he's that's Craig, what Craig, hold on. Crisscross applesauce, Daddy. You, I hear it a lot.
As you asked that question, is it offensive?
Yeah.
There was a baseball team.
Yeah.
Named the Indians.
Yeah.
They changed the name.
I think that's more because of the representation of the mascot was stereotypical.
Well, that was part of it, but it was Chief also Wahoo. The name. Yeah. There's no way. So we got kids. Are
do we call that your sitting guardian style?
Is that what we call it? I won't call it that. Wait, what does your kid say? Crisscross?
Crisscross applesauce.
Applesauce.
You know what?
Or applesauce crisscross.
Now that you've said it, Chet has said that to me. Yeah. So that's what they teach the kids. Okay.
Yeah, it's bad for your posture.
So I sat crisscross applesauce
today
waiting for the train. True story.
Ugh. I don't know how grown men do that. I don't.
I'm very bendable.
Maybe I'm also not very flexible.
I'll show you. Look, I'm going to sit right here.
Yeah, just pop it up there right on top of the table. Here we go. Yeah. Yeah, yep. I can't. By the way, seeing that hurts me.
I can do the whole show like this.
Yeah, no, please don't, because it hurts me to see it. Yeah, 877-337-6666. It'll be a single admission doubleheader tomorrow. But here's the deal, just to be very quick on this. If you have a ticket for tonight's game that's not valid for tomorrow, you'll get a digital voucher that'll go into your account on the MLB app or your Ticketmaster app, I guess. And then you can use that for another game. But you cannot use that ticket for tomorrow. If you have a ticket for tomorrow, you can go to both games on the one ticket. So just we have that clear. Because I know some people might be like, oh, we'll just go tomorrow. And listen, there's going to be tickets available if you want to go.
Yeah.
But you can't use today's ticket.
Well,
today.
We're getting used to this because the Mets, between last year and now this year, they've had plenty of rainouts turning into doubleheaders.
All right, let's take a quick break. Get your calls, 877-337-6666.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.